Right. And then they took him out to, you said, the cemetery, and they did what to him out there?
They buried him.
All right. And the whole family was in
sorrow.
It says an M. M-O-U-R.
Mourning.
Right. And if someone's awfully nervous, you might say, everything will be all right. Don't
worry.
And this is the name for something. It's something like arthritis. It starts with an R.
Rheumatism.
And this is something that starts with a D that killed a lot of children some years ago, but now they have it pretty well under control.
Diphtheria.
Right. And this is something that is indicated by yellowing of the eyeballs and maybe the skin.
I can't think of it.
Yellow something.
Yellow fever?
Just, you know that?
Jaundice?
Jaundice. Do you ever hear of jaundice or jaundice?
No.
Either one. Never heard of it. Okay, good. Person has a pain in his side. He might have... has to have an operation.
Oh, appendix?
Yeah.
Appendicitis?
Right. Person can't keep food down. He might...
throw.
Yeah, any other terms for that?
Vom.
Any other jocular crude expressions? Too? Okay, a person can't keep food down, you say he's sick.
He's sick to his stomach.
Right. And someone says, why did he came, someone had some news for you. And I said, why did he come over? You say, he came over the news.
He came over to tell me the news.
Sure. And if something doesn't happen in the future, you what disappointed? You say,
I'm very disappointed.
The future will.
I will be very disappointed.
All right, and glad to see you again. We.
We are glad to see you.
The future.
Oh, we will be glad to see you.
Right. Young man is seeing a lot of a girl before he marries her. He'd say he's doing what her, he is.
Courting her.
Right. And she refuses to marry him. You say she.
Refuse.
Okay. And a noisy serenade after a wedding. Do you have a special name for that?
Reception.
Did you ever hear of a chivalry?
I've heard of it, but not in that sense.
What are the chivalries?
I don't know. I've heard it used, something about knights.
Oh, you're thinking of chivalry. Is that what you mean?
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah, okay. And the man who assists the groom at a wedding is the
best man.
And one of, and there are probably, there might be a couple of these, but these women who assist the bride.
Bridesmaid?
Right. And the man and woman were at the church and they were...
They were
what?
Guests.
Yeah, that. But these are the two main...
Oh, the bride and the groom?
Yeah, they were at the church.
They were at the church?
Yeah, what did they do at the church? They
got married?
Right. And they used to have these in Chicago. Now they've been largely replaced by buses.
Streetcars.
Right. And these things that go over the city.
Elves.
Yeah. The full name of those.
Elevated train.
Right. And you're riding on a train and you're getting close to your house, so you might tell the conductor, I want to get off.
I want to get off.
At the next?
At the next stop.
Alright, and in 1860 that was called the...
Civil War.
Right. And the police department is kept to maintain...
law and order.
Right. And the state, the lake out here is Lake...
Michigan.
The state we're in right now.
Illinois.
State that Cleveland's in.
Ohio.
State that Gary's in.
Indiana.
State that Buffalo's in?
New York.
Not city, but...
New York State.
Pittsburgh's in?
Pennsylvania.
I shouldn't say that, because I want to get that from... the Derby is run in.
Louisville.
What state?
Kentucky.
Right. And the country directly to the north of us is?
Canada.
Right. And the big city in Michigan, the biggest city?
Detroit.
And a big city in Ohio, down in the Ohio River, is a baseball team called the Reds from there.
Cincinnati.
Right. And the seat of our national government is at...
Washington, D.C.
All right, and there's a suburb right out here. There's a river with the same name. It starts with a D.
You asked me this the last time. Uh-huh. I couldn't think of it.
D-E-S.
Displaying.
Yeah. And there's a city down in the southern tip of Illinois. It starts with a C.